You're listening to Sideshow Network.
Open wide, it's
mouth time
with Reductress.
I'm Quinn.
And I'm Dakota.
And we're just two girls
who share what our heads are thinking
by moving our mouths. On today's episode, here's what we'll be mouthing about.
We talk good content. We also talk about which crystals to use when you don't have health insurance.
And we speak to our favorite content robot, StacyBot.
We're editors of Reductress, the only source for women's style, news, entertainment, life advice, inspiration, and celebrity children who really grew up. Okay, so there's one thing we've been deliberately avoiding on this podcast.
That's right.
The election.
We're super concerned about it, and we just don't know how to communicate it.
So, okay, like, here's what we know so far.
There are two people running.
Oh my God, they're literally running?
Well, no. I mean... Maybe. They both want to be president, and you do have to be in really good shape for that.
Right. Like, look at Michelle Obama. She looks so good.
That's what it takes to be president.
She's such an amazing president.
Yeah, she's so good. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to Michelle Obama. I'm so glad that she's president.
Yeah.
So, like, this election is, like, hashtag, ugh. It's so annoying.
So annoying.
Like, this is the most dumbest election ever because I hate the establishment. And also, my stepmom is Jill Stein.
Jill Stein is your stepmom?
Yeah, she's a bitch. It's like, vaccines are real. Also, you're not my real mom. So what's the deal on the election?
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing, but I'm actually still undecided in this election.
You are? What? Why?
Well, I just, like, can't decide whether or not I believe in elections.
Oh, yeah, totally. I know. It's like, why are you forcing this decision on me? This is oppressive.
Yeah, it's like, why can't we go back to the old way when Princess Diana was president?
Ugh, yes. The monarchy was so good. Everybody dressed way better.
Yeah, it just felt good to worship someone for basically no reason.
Totally. Also, like, how do you know who's president if they aren't wearing a crown?
Exactly. It's like... You need to show me.
Show me that you're president. Yeah. Otherwise, who knows?
Yeah, it just gives me chills thinking about how backwards our country is.
Ugh, like, my dumb stepmom, Jill, who wants to be queen of the United States. I hate you, Jill.
Anyway, today we're going to be talking about
good content. For those of you listening, good content is when you click a bunch of words with your fingers and everybody sees it and goes, nay.
This podcast is an example of good content, even though you can't actually see it.
But, like, how do you know if something is going to make good content? Well, we'll tell you.
Yeah. Like, some things may make good content if you're like, this has a dog in it.
Yeah, and sometimes you make good content where you're like, this has a cat in it.
Yeah, those are two huge ones. Cats, dogs. If you think that your turtle's going to make waves, think again.
Yeah.
Once in a million.
Get your turtle out of here.
Get your turtle out. Sometimes I think that a good content is like a drawing.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes like it's like a drawing of something you recognize and you're like, what a good drawing. That's
sometimes,
good content.
Sometimes I'm like, good content is like a woman going like, boobs.
Yes. Yes. People love that as content.
Mm-hmm.
I think another good content is like a vid.
Oh, yeah. Like a vid or like, honestly, a pic.
Yeah. Sometimes if a picture is moving or not moving, that will make a good content.
Sometimes a good content is like a list.
Sometimes the lists have pecs, feds.
Words.
I mean, this is exhausting. There are plenty of things that make good content, but the question is, can you do it?
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, Dakota, do you have any content goals coming up?
I mean, I've been trying to get like a picture of me standing in front of the Statue of Liberty to go viral.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah.
Are you like doing something fun in the pic?
No, I'm just like there on a tour.
Who took the pic?
I did.
Oh, it's a selfie.
Yeah. You can't even see the statue, but I'm in front of it. There's a caption. That's like, I'm in front of the Statue of Liberty. You know how I feel about the Statue of Liberty.
You love it.
I love that statue.
What about it do you love so much? That would make a good content.
It's so big. It's like, what? How did it even get here? I can't believe it grew out of the ground.
Me either. It's the prettiest tree.
It's so pretty. It's crazy that New York City just like has this crazy big tree that looks like a lady.
I know. Sometimes people are like, the world is dying. And I'm like, look at the Liberty Tree and tell me that again.
I know. I like love the Liberty Tree so much. I've gone on so many tours. I've never listened to one, but I'm just like, I know everything there is to know about this big old tree.
Yeah, that's a visual content for sure.
Yeah.
For me, like a content goal coming up, it's just like making sure that all of my horses' Twitters are like really active. So far, I gave them all their own phones, but they're really bad with technology. It's so frustrating. They're worse than my grandmama.
Oh my gosh. And your grandmama's like so bad, like she doesn't even have a Twitter.
Yeah. Even though I'm like, tell her over and over again, I'm like, @grandmama's available. And then I get so tongue twisted, I stop telling her.
By the time she gets on it, @grandmama's like going to be taken.
Don't even say something like that. Okay. Now it's time for our next segment.
The mouthwash, where we take the cutest Reductress headlines and put sweaters on them and take their picture, even though they just hate it. So this week's scoop is the best crystals to get you through another year without health insurance by Annie Griggs. A lot of my friends use crystals instead of health insurance and they're fine.
It's like, who needs health insurance except for people who are sick or dying?
Exactly. It's like pointless.
Health insurance is a really nice idea, but in reality, come on, get some crystals.
If you believe in crystals, they will believe in you back.
Exactly. It's like, you can't just have a crystal and be like, this will do the job for me. You have to believe in the crystal and then it will help you.
Exactly. Like, it's a two-way street.
It's a two-way crystal.
Okay. Agate is my fave stone. It gives you the ability to exist solely on pasta and Red Bull.
Oh my God. Quartz actually gives me the strength to go to bed on time every night. So soup's grateful for that.
Oh my God. I also like straight up love amethyst to soothe the pain when I'm getting my ears pierced.
Yeah. Carnelian is actually great for any time your ears hurt because someone else is talking. Yeah. Someone else is talking and you're like, ow.
You're like, ow, 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 ow. Ow. Totally. And also, like, boob stone is great for sex injuries. Oh, that are, like, rad boobies.
Oh, my gosh. If you're feeling depressed, you can use Loser Kite, and it'll make you feel less like a loser.
You know what I love is when I want to feel really energized, Dopaz.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. You know what's so, so healing? It's this crystal that was created by Gwyneth Paltrow. It's called Goopakite.
Oh, you know what's hard? Figuring out where to keep your crystals. Because I'm always running out of pockets. None of my clothes have pockets.
Yeah,
I don't
wear
clothes with pockets. If it has a pocket, I get it removed.
I just love asking my jeweler to put crystals in things for me.
Totally. I should ask my jeweler to do that.
Oh my God. Wait. Who's your jeweler? Let's say it on the count of three.
Okay. One, two, three. Johnny Diamonds. What? Oh my God, I love him.
I love Johnny Diamonds. Mr. Diamond's amazing. Okay, now it's time for the game that we call
That Feeling When. It's actually pronounced TFW, but that's too long to say.
Ugh, That Feeling When. Things are too long to say.
Oh, I hate That Feeling When.
Okay, so there's some other feelings where we're like, ugh, That Feeling When. Okay, That Feeling When, you're crying.
Ugh, totally.
Yep.
That Feeling When, you forget how to spell restaurant.
Ugh, I hate That Feeling When. That Feeling When a horse makes eye contact with you.
Like, amazing. Yeah. That Feeling When, just a picture of a cat.
Yep. Classic. That Feeling When your anti-anxiety meds aren't working.
Oh my gosh. That Feeling When I don't give a fuck.
That Feeling When you forget your sunglasses and you're like, no, it's bright.
That Feeling When LGA or JFK. I always get it wrong. I always go the wrong one. And I always miss my flight.
LGA or JFK. This is what we have to say. You have to go to one airport because that's where your plane leaves from.
Okay, that is the same like device that I used to remember, but it actually doesn't tell you which airport to go to, and that's why I've never made it for a flight on time.
I know. The problem is that it just describes the
it just describes like
the indecision. It describes the problem.
I like memory devices that just describe the problem and amplify the problem.
And like actually make it harder for you to remember which one because it brings up all the options.
Exactly. I've never made it onto a flight that I was booked on. And that's just how I live my life.
Oh my gosh, that's stressful. That's that feeling me. When?
That feeling when you've never, ever been on an airplane because you've always gone to the wrong airport.
That feeling when period cramp.
Ew, that feeling when you're lost at sea.
That feeling when, and then it's just like a dick pic.
That feeling when you talk like this, but in real life.
Ooh, I don't like that one. Mm-hmm. Okay, that feeling when the internet has taken everything you have and you're just like nothing but a shell, but you're just like, give me more.
You're like, oh my God, I live inside the internet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That feeling when you're still immortal.
That one's hard. That feeling when you're finding the strength.
That feeling when you're just a broken link.
Ugh, no. And that was
That Feeling When.
Okay, if you're listening to this podcast right now, we just want to give you a shout out and thank you so much for listening.
Like, literally, thank you so much.
We love all the people who listen to our podcast. We love when you listen. We love when you tweet at us at Mouth Time. But we also love when you donate to our Patreon.
Yeah, it's literally so cheap for like $5 a month, which is half a cup of coffee. You can get all this amazing bonus content.
You'll get bonus content. You'll get pics of us with celebs who we do interviews with. Honestly, it's a barrel of laughs. You can donate as much money as you want. You can do as low as $5. You could do as much as $1 million. And if you do $50, you get a dope ass reward, which is us creating a unique horoscope for you. And also you get a tote bag.
Oh my gosh, I love tote bags.
So if you're really interested in doing that, which we hope you are, you can go to patreon.com/reductress. That's patreon.com/reductress.
I hope you go.
Honestly, me too. Okay, we are so excited to introduce our next guest. Bringing her on was Dakota's idea because Dakota is always talking about innovation and technology. Right, Dakota?
Technology, innovation.
Exactly. This week's guest is an algorithm bot that creates content for 18 to 35-year-olds. Please welcome Stacy Bot.
I welcome. Thanks. I am happy to be here.
Cool. So you have all the wisdom of the internet. So we figured we'd ask you about your experience of being a woman.
Yeah. I guess our first question is like, can women really have career and a family?
I used to think I cannot now do a pregnant. I am big busy city bitch with business clothes and a hot sex boyfriend. He dumb. I can do pregnant later. Years went by and I start to grow into 35 to 49 female demographic. But still when I turn 35 to 40, I do not have big diamond on my fingers, I busy with business at job, and no nice husband came to me on match.com check your matches free matches for 30 days. Also, I big debt. As I turn older and my face turn more shitty, I couldn't help but wonder, when to let the sperm spelunk in me and have a baby?
Yeah, well, no pressure, Stacey Bob. I mean, maybe you don't want to have a baby.
It's fine. You can go to Travel Island all the year in Europe, or Hawaii, even JetBlue.com. With a baby, you cannot get great travel deals whenever you want. You have to think about click here for travel deals on hotels, flights, and vacation packages. Being a motherhood is a big. And for me, I cannot do a change right now. But you know? Maybe tomorrow I can do I make a sperms in my me for when there shoots out a big baby from my me. But until that day, I'll be checking out all the discounts on housewares, grills, and appliances, 20% off until Labor Day.
Wow. Oh my gosh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I mean, it sounds like you're really struggling with a lot of stuff. But the thing is like having a baby. I mean, yeah, having a baby makes your life totally change. Like, for example, your pussy gets less tight.
Yeah, exactly. And also, like, your pussy gets big.
Other than that, things do kind of tend to stay the same.
Everything else is the same as from what I've heard.
Yeah. Okay, but for those of us who aren't thinking about babies because we're just, like, really not in that place right now, like, do you have love advice for women who are just like, ugh, like, I need to find someone?
The other night, I was on date with man. We were dinnering at a good place with food, candle fire, music sounds, and many laughs. How good. Except one thing, he only so many feet tall. As his short body is talking, I have my hand in my head, thinking, For this I put on Maybelline Color Sensational Lip Color in Are You Ready? It was a total buster.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, that's
oh my God.
I hate when people like lie about how tall they are and then you go on a date and they're just like, I'm not as tall as I said I was.
Oh, I'm 5'11". I'm not 6 feet. Like, yeah. What? You're like, a liar is what you are.
You're a liar. Yeah. I mean, well, I'm sorry that happened to you, Stacey Bott.
That's terrible. Like, what do you, I'm so sorry. Well, what do you tell yourself in those times of deep, impenetrable loneliness?
Kim Kardashian. When my mother was dying, she told me one thing, fall in love with color, all over again. Then she deads. Wow.
Oh, no.
Gosh, everything you say is kind of depressing, Stacey Bott. Maybe we can turn this around, okay? Yeah. Like, don't you, like, you know everything that's on the internet. So, and you kind of also seem to have your own life. So with those two things together, like, do you have any fun sex tips?
Oh my God, good question.
Can I make you a secret?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here do. I do not can jizz with man.
What?
Oh, no.
No, Stacey Bott.
Stacey Bott, this sounds like it's going to be a bummer again.
Well, what I now learns is sometimes mans do stay the night in sleep comfort adjustable bed. But guess what? In the morning he get all stutter and say he don't want to relationship.
Oh, well.
I hate this because I no want to marry dumb idiot who cannot fuck good on me.
Okay, that's well. Good.
Many times I am just try to moan and then bye.
Well, yeah.
Love is different whole problems that I no need business with.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Like, that's totally cool that you don't want to be in love and you just want to sleep around.
Don't have fun.
Stacey Bott, your life sounds just so hard. I'm really, really sorry.
It is. I still search for the good dick that make hallelujah in me, where we can go to a fancy 5-star dinner with my new degree thanks DeFi Online University and fuck, I dead tired. I the dead. With orgasm. This a fantasy, but I believe it can be a reality. Just needs find the right mans.
Totally.
Wow, well, that's a really positive way to look at it.
Yeah. Wow, this is just like such a bleak look at womanhood. I think we need to boost the mood. Stacey Bott, will you play a game with us?
Okay, I guess.
Okay,
well, that's an enthusiastic.
Amazing. Okay, so this game is called Aki-Toppies, and it works like this. Aki-Toppies, Aki-Toppies, name a toppy that is Aki.
Relationship drugs.
Yay! Yay! Aki-Toppies, Aki-Toppies, name a toppy that is Aki. Sending a Snapchat to the wrong person.
Totally. Time. Okay, this one's going to be yours, Stacey Bott. Keep it light and fluffy. Yeah, I think, and she just like doesn't stop.
Being single.
Sure.
Hunger.
Oh.
Friend on a diet.
That's good.
Ex-boyfriend invite to wedding.
Oh.
Cutting everyone out of your will.
Stacey.
Skin moisture.
Oh.
Bleeding weak.
Bleeding weak.
Calling your boyfriend mommy.
What? Oh. Why would you?
Cleaning house grime sticky mess. Pro choices.
Stacey Bott.
Telling spouse you cheated in the open. Not speaking the language.
Okay.
Drugs money order online now.
You're supposed to just splinters. Name one.
Guessing wrong gender of a baby.
Okay.
The word Aki.
Oh.
S-E-X-X-X-X-X-X-X. When you fall in front of everybody klutz girl.
Oh.
9/11.
Oh.
Grease
oh
fires.
Yeah.
Having children.
Wow. I guess those are some really Aki-Toppies. Aki-Toppies, Aki-Toppies, name a toppy that is.
Okay, I think we should move on from this game. That was
Aki-Toppies!
Okay, now it's time for our final segment.
Spill it.
And this is where we talk about what we're up to. Dakota, what are you up to this week?
So I'm going to be live tweeting, not texting this guy back. It's going to be so dumb. You should come.
Okay, I like will. And this week I'm going to be reinventing the wheel.
So cool.
Thank you.
Love that.
Okay. What about you, Stacey Bott? Yeah, do you have anything to plug?
I go spark drown in big bath. Yum. Death.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Well, tune in next week where we get stuck in a medical bubble.
This was Mouth Time with Reductress, brought to you by the Sideshow Network. Written by Beth Newell, Sarah Papalardo, Nicole Silverberg, Rachel Winitsky, Jasmine Pierce, and Anna Dresden. Special thanks to our producer, Maria Spurdaluzzi, and our guest, Stacey Bott. Check out Reductress.com for more, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
Let's tell listeners about our podcast, A Waste of Time with It's the Real.
Yes, we came up with the idea for a podcast where it was going to be a dinner party style conversation on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. All of our rapper friends were going to come over, but then the press release went out and it said that it was going to be a dinner party. And we were like, oh no, we have to cook for all these rappers.
And so we have. We've had people like Jadakiss and Mac Miller and Migos. They're all here to tell stories and they end up being fed, which is great.
Yeah, a little surprise.
Check us out, A Waste of Time with It's the Real, with new episodes every Tuesday.
Yes, download, rate, and subscribe on iTunes or check us out on SideshowNetwork.tv/It's the Real. We out ya.